It's a circus parade, it's a wonderful world.
Co-starring Barbara Stanwyck, Joan Freeman, and Leif Erikson in Roustabout.
It's carnival time. It's carnival time.
Elvis and Roustabout, now showing at the Rialto.
I'll be back with the Sound of Five on the Super Hit Survey following Checkpoint.
This is 1290 Radio in Peoria, Illinois, WIRL. Checkpoint. From WIRL's Action Central, across the nation and around the world.
Checkpoint News at 11:30. Fighting is still going on for control of the former rebel capital of Stanleyville as the Congo government forces led by white mercenaries seek to oust the communist-backed rebels from the city. The bodies of 28 priests and nuns massacred by the rebels 2 days ago were found in a church captured by the mercenaries. A Navy patrol plane crashed on an Alaskan mountain, apparently killing all 12 crewmen aboard. Cambodia is reported to have agreed to recognize the communist shadow government in South Vietnam. From Washington, John Chambers files this report.
1,696 persons have been evacuated from rebel-held areas of the Congo, the State Department claims. At present, there are only 6 Americans in the wilds of northeast Congo the State Department is unable to account for. The State Department spokesman confirms that fighting continues and that Congolese government troops captured Bouta, a town north-northwest of Stanleyville. Without saying where the 600 Belgian paratroopers are now, the spokesman said they would be flown out of the Congo after the Belgian and the U.S. governments decide they have completed their mission. Again today, it was reiterated that this was a humanitarian effort. The State Department also informed Cambodia today that the United States is unwilling to be a party to negotiations on the Cambodian-Thailand-Vietnam border dispute unless the other two governments participate. And a spokesman said efforts to try to normalize U.S. relations with Hungary are being made. John Chambers in Washington.
Here's Jetstream weather for the weekend. Showers ending tonight, low temperature 30 to 35. Partly cloudy, windy, and colder Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature Saturday 35 to 40. Low Saturday night near 20. Sunday mostly cloudy and rather cold. It's 5-4, 54 checkpoint degrees.
This has been Checkpoint from WIRL's Action Central. News to keep you informed.
Hi, this is Robin Weaver. You're listening to The Lee Ranson Show with more of the music you want to hear.
This is it, the Sound of Five, the Zombies! They say she's not there, and the final half hour of a Lee Ranson Go show.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
not there. The big super hit sound of five climbing all across the nation, Swingaree. It's done by the Zombies. At 24 and a half minutes until 12 midnight, here on the Lee Ranson Go Show, welcome aboard, Swingaree. If you're just joining us, you're just in time, because we're going to be here for 25 more minutes, and then Ensville on the Go Show.
1290-WIRL.
Got a goodie that's been a Ranson spectacular. From hence on, it'll be a bar spectacular. These are the detergents with the leader of the laundromat.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your firm.
By the way,
where'd you meet her? I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirt's all brown. I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt, the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it.
I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy shorts were everywhere.
Daddy shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
I don't really think they do. The Fabulous Detergents, it's gonna be a bar spectacular. It was a Ranson spectacular here on the Go Show, and it's called The Leader of the Laundromat. Watch it climb. It's a world up and comer. And here's another up and comer. No, you've been had, haven't you?
Here, turkey, turkey, turkey. Come on, turkey. Stand still. Gee, there must be an easier way to get my Christmas turkey.
There is. WIRL and the John B. Supermarkets are giving away 50 free turkeys from Yardie Brothers Farm and Morton again this year.
Just save the wishbone from your Thanksgiving turkey and send it, along with your name and address, to Wishbone, WIRL, Peoria.
Yes, that turkey wishbone time is here again. 50 free turkeys given away by WIRL in cooperation with the John B. Supermarkets, 3116 North Sterling at Forest Hill and 3419 North Prospect.
Send your wishbone from your Thanksgiving turkey to Wishbone, WIRL, Peoria, before midnight, Sunday, November 29th.
On Monday, November 30th, we start announcing names on WIRL.
If you hear your name, you have 5 minutes to call WIRL at 674-9239 and answer the Big Sound Wishbone question.
10 winners every day for 5 days. A 10 to 12 pound turkey from Yardie Brothers Farm and Morton at your John B. Supermarket.
Send in your wishbone, and Monday, November the 30th, start listening for your name on WIRL.
50 winners in all. 50 free turkeys from Yardie Brothers Farm and Morton. Yours from WIRL and the John B. Supermarkets.
Yes, poor old Mr. Turkey there, he's gotten all eaten up, hasn't he?
Here's Lee Ranson, Go Show Weather.
Let's check the revised wet forecast for you now. Showers ending tonight. Low temperature 30 to 35. Partly cloudy, windy, and colder Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature Saturday, 35 to 40. Low Saturday night near 20. Sunday, mostly cloudy and rather cold. Winds right now out of the southwest at 14. Humidity's down 3% to 97%. It's 54 Big Sound degrees. With the sound of 4 on the Super Hit Survey, this is Bobby Vinton.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Wish I had someone to call on the phone. I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home. Letters, never a letter. I get no letters in the mail. I've been forgotten. Oh, how I wonder, how is it I fare? I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home.
What a pretty thing. The great Bobby Vinton on the Channel 129 line here on the Lee Ranson Go Show. It's number 4 on the Super Hit Survey. Just 16 minutes to go, baby, on the Lee Ranson Show. Jerry Barr takes over next Monday.
This is what WIRL has to say today. Government, like business, should allow for depreciation. One unique feature of the proposed Peoria City budget submitted by City Manager Leonard Caro is the provision for replacing fire equipment. The fire department budget provides for almost $44,000 to be set aside earmarked equipment pool rental to be used for future acquisition of fire machines. Caro says this would eliminate the need for bond referendums in the future to purchase fire engines. The plan for the fire department will work in the same manner as set up in 1956 for other city vehicles through the equipment and motor vehicle pool. Business learned many years ago that depreciation of equipment must be taken into account. One prime example of this failure to allocate for depreciation was the British industry, which suddenly found itself unable to compete with the rest of the world in such areas as textile manufacture. If depreciation expense items are sound for business, why doesn't the same need apply for government? Attorneys have for many years argued that many suggestions along this line are not legal and that a sinking fund of tax money is not permitted. This is no answer at all. If it is not legal, then the law should be changed. Government equipment and government buildings depreciate in the same manner as business property,
and a depreciation expense provision is the logical manner of handling the need. It certainly is less costly to the taxpayer. Legislators going to Springfield this next session should review the need of depreciation expense items for government buildings and equipment as a way of reducing bonded indebtedness. This is what WIRL had to say today.
15 minutes now before 12 midnight on the Lee Ranson Go Show. Put at number 3 on the Super Hit Survey. This is Lauren Green, Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a 6-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. Then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
The fabulous Lauren Green with Ringo. Market number 3 on the Super Hit Survey from the Big Sound. What a big record that is.
Everyone tunes to the Big Sound. Each guy and gal in Central Illinois. World Radio's rated number 1. It's top for music, news, and fun. 1290 on your dial. That's the spot where the list is worthwhile. Wonderful WIRL. The station that's guaranteed to make you smile.
Time for an extra? Sure we do. One that's going to be in the number 1 spot, I would venture a guess, in 3 weeks. This is it by the Beatles. I Feel Fine.
I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
White Hot Sure Shot Discovery by the Fabulous Beatles and I Feel Fine on the Lee Ranson Radio Go Show. Let's move it along now to number two on the Super Hit Survey. These are the Supremes. Number one for a month is number two now. Call it Baby Love, Baby Love. That's number two on the Super Hit Survey from the Big Sound of 129. Without any further ado, here it is. This is number one.
Is she really going out with him?
Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm. By the way, where'd you meet him?
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks are always putting him down. They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for the leader of the pack. One day my dad said, find someone new.
Small, he kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
In school they all stop and stare. I can't have the tears, but I
number one on the World Super Hit Survey. This week from Big Sound 129, everybody, and by golly, that is it. For the final time, the Leaper says it's tea time. Well, you've probably been wondering for the past 4 hours what we mean by the finale and the whole bit here on the Lee Ratson Go Show. I'd like to say we are leaving the radio station. Jerry Barr will be here. You might have heard him doing a few newscasts this past week or so. Jerry, a very capable, terrific, personable young man, will be taking over the helm here on the Go Show from 8 until midnight, starting Monday night. As they say, greener pastures are calling the Ratson Man. We'll see you around, though, you know, on the funny papers and the whole bit. I'd like to thank everybody here at the radio station. I've been here for 4 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks. I've done over 1,350 Lee Ratson shows and played over 100,000 records. That took a lot of figuring. Believe me, I didn't sleep last night. There's just one favor I'd like to ask you of you. Of course, listen to Jerry Barr. He'll be swinging probably better than I have for the past 4 years. And that is a good buddy of mine, Artie Dillon. Fabulous young man who has a record. By golly, it was supposed to be in tonight, and we're all torn up because it didn't come in, so I wouldn't have been the first one to play it. Artie and I have been good friends for so many, many years. His record should be in tomorrow morning and probably be around at your record shops Monday or Tuesday. I would like to ask you one favor. Do give it a listen. Jack and Jerry, V, Robin, and Ron will all be playing the record here on the Big Sound. And I would like you to give it a listen and, you know, see what you think of it. I think he's the greatest in the world, and I do hope that you can do something for him. Make him another Elvis Presley or something like that, because all it takes is just you. That's right, you out there sitting in your car. Because a whole bunch of yous get together and you got a star, and he is the kind of a man I'd like to say is a star. We've enjoyed the past 4 years and 2 months, and I sure hope that you'll be as kind to Jerry Barr as you have been to me. Not too much I can say, really. This has been a part of my life, actually, being here at the station. When you take 4 years out of your life and go somewhere else, it means something, baby. Cut out all the sobs talking here and get into the news, will you? Jack Wiley, alive in five. The station goes on and on. You treat him like you have in the past, won't you, for me, baby? We'll see you again. Somewhere, sometime, somehow. Remember, as the Leaper says for the final time, be good, be gay, and be back. Good night, everybody, and thanks a million for everything you've done for me.
You've just heard Peoria's best nighttime entertainment on the Lee Ratson Go Show from WIRL. Stay tuned for the all-night satellite in 5 minutes.
This is WIRL in Peoria, Illinois, and that's news anytime.
WIRL, Action Line News.
This is the midnight edition of Action Central News, brought your way as a public service in behalf of Christmas Seals. Fighting is still going on for control of the former rebel capital of Stanleyville as the Congo government forces, led by white mercenaries, seek to oust the communist-backed rebels from the city. The bodies of 28 priests and nuns massacred by the rebels 2 days ago were found in a church captured by the mercenaries. A Navy patrol plane crashed on an Alaskan mountain.